Welcome to WYCE's Community Connection. Community Connection is a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. Community Connection brings to you diverse perspectives and viewpoints from community leaders across West Michigan. I'm your host, Allison Donahue. Over 60 butterfly and moth species from across the world visit the Grand Rapids area by way of Frederick Meyer Garden each year. And the time for the butterflies to return to West Michigan for their 29th year is coming soon. On our show today is John Vanderhagen, Director of Communication at Frederick Meyer Gardens. Welcome, John. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Allison.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So to start us off, let's talk about the butterfly exhibit. What's new? What's the same this year? What can people look forward to?
Yeah, so this is definitely a beloved institution in this community, really. We've been doing this for 29 years. So since Meyer Gardens opened our doors, we've welcomed butterflies. So it's always kind of a sure sign that spring is either here or right around the corner. So open March 1st. So really every March and April, we welcome over 7,000 butterflies throughout the run of the exhibition. Tropical butterflies, non-native species. So these are really unique, a unique chance for the community to come out and be immersed in butterflies that you wouldn't see together anywhere else in the world.
So by the time listeners are listening to this episode, the exhibit will already be open.
Yeah.
We're recording a few days early. Will the butterflies be hatched by that day?
Absolutely. And we like to say emerged. So
okay.
They start as a chrysalis. They hang in what we call an observation station. So it's a really neat kind of insight to the whole process, right? Where folks can come out, our guests can see not only the hanging pupae, but then the butterflies actually emerging, really growing out their wings. And then we release them into the beautiful tropical environment that we have as the Lena Meyer Tropical Conservatory. So throughout the run of the exhibition, each butterfly's natural life cycle is only about 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So we'll be getting constant shipments throughout. They come from all over the world, Africa, Asia, South America. So we'll be getting shipments in. They'll be emerging. We'll release them all throughout the exhibition. So at any given time, especially on sunny days, there will be thousands of butterflies flying around freely within the Lena Meyer Tropical Conservatory.
And you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but this is the country's largest butterfly exhibition?
The largest temporary tropical butterfly exhibition in the nation, yeah. So okay. Nowhere else you'll see this many tropical butterflies flying all around you, where they can land on you, where you can be just inches away from these truly magnificent creatures. You know, there are butterfly houses throughout the state. Those are neat, but oftentimes those feature monarchs, which are native to Michigan. And this is truly the only place in the nation where you can see this many tropical butterflies at one time so close.
And what should folks know beforehand? Like, is there a good color to wear? Are there tips about not touching butterflies,
yeah,
I'm guessing?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for teeing that up. We they're such delicate creatures. You know, they really sense with their antenna. They sense with little microscopic hairs that are on their wings, on their bodies. So if a butterfly lands on you, that's great. That's fine. We just don't want people kind of chasing them, reaching out, trying to catch them, because that will damage their wings and really speed along their demise. So if you are interested in having a butterfly land on you, bright colors are very helpful. That kind of mirrors and mimics what they are drawn to in nature as far as nectar plants and feeding plants. But really the beauty of this is walking in, being immersed in this tropical humidity. We bump the humidity up to 85% in the Tropical Conservatory. The temperature is between 85 and 90, which, you know, on these dreary Michigan cold early spring days, late winter days, it's really a nice destination to pretend you're in the tropics. So we do encourage folks to wear layers. Right, we have a coat room available when you first enter the Welcome Center. You can drop your coat there. You can carry it with you, but you'll want to be prepared for about 85 to 90 degrees and 85% humidity. So you truly are walking into the tropics right here in West Michigan. Again, those bright colors, that will attract butterflies, but we really don't want people reaching out or trying to catch them as that will limit their life cycle.
And if there's any nature photographers out there, are they allowed to bring cameras?
Oh, absolutely. We definitely encourage that. We love for people to share their photos, both of them, the butterflies, their families enjoying this. We'll have lots of photos on our own social media channels at Meyer Gardens across all properties. But we do encourage people to take photos, share those, tag us, use the hashtag Meyer Gardens. We'd love to see that and share those. The only thing for this exhibition, because it is so popular and because we get so many people walking through, we don't allow tripods. But cameras, absolutely. Camera phones, we welcome that.
And so this opens March 1. When is the cutoff?
So the beauty of this exhibition, because we do want thousands of butterflies during that March and April timeframe, it really starts a little bit earlier. So we've started to see butterflies emerge midway through February, and then they'll run really into the first week or two of May. So the peak time for this exhibition, the official exhibition dates are March 1st through April 30th, every March and April. But if folks want to, you know, next year get a little bit of a sneak peek or catch it at the tail end when it's a little less busy, really butterflies are emerged and flying around mid-February through early May.
So while butterflies get a lot of folks here in West Michigan, Grand Rapids, excited to go visit the gardens again each year, there's other things going on. Can you tell us a little bit about what's upcoming for Frederick Meyer Gardens?
Yeah, so we are a year-round destination. You know, butterflies is our most popular annual exhibition by far. We'll see our most visitors peak in the spring, but we have programming and events and wonderful things happening year-round. We just completed a great first year of what we called Winter Nights at Meyer Gardens, where every Tuesday we had unique community programming. We're leading into our summer concert series season, so mid-April we'll be announcing our full lineup. Early May we'll be announcing our Ayers Basement Systems Tuesday Evening Music Club, of which YCE is a wonderful partner. So lots of local and regional music as part of our Tuesday evenings, as well as some national music around the corner all summer. And then we're actually in between sculpture exhibitions right now. We just closed a wonderful exhibition called Forest of Dreams, Contemporary Tree Sculpture. And we're installing a dual show right now called Paul Walensky Flight Patterns and Jennifer Angus Flying Jewels and Other Lofty Insects. So these are two wonderful shows happening at the same time in our interior sculpture galleries. And both of those shows will run March 29th through August 18. So a great way to see some unique sculpture and some unique displays starting in our interior sculpture galleries at the end of March.
Could you tell us a little bit about those two upcoming sculpture exhibitions?
Yeah, so they're both centered kind of around the general theme of flight, which relates well to our butterfly exhibition and really not something we've done before. So Paul Walensky, in a lot of his work, he talks through themes of hunger, homelessness. There's a really cool piece called The Food Bomber, which is an old war plane repurposed that will be dropping food, just talking about themes of food insecurity and scarcity and what we can do to combat hunger in the community. And then Jennifer Angus is kind of completely opposite. She has just these beautiful patterns of insects and jarred pieces of nature that will replicate patterns throughout a smaller sculpture gallery. So a feast for the eyes, some non-traditional sculpture that's kind of dealing with themes and visuals that we haven't done before. So two really cool shows to check out, again, starting at the end of March.
And I'm guessing since your butterflies come from all over the world, are these sculpture artists from outside of West Michigan as well?
Absolutely. So our permanent collection, people might not know, but we are an art history book come to life. You know, we have a major collection that really rivals any collection at any major institution around the world. I'm always impressed when we go on vacations and visit art museums to see what I call cousin pieces to ours, you know, similar artists that have, you know, pieces that are either look like ours or from that same series. So really, we are so lucky to have in West Michigan this major art collection in our sculpture collection around the grounds and our permanent collection. A lot of what we try to do with our rotating sculpture exhibitions is to have pieces that are either related to those or by the same artist. So very rarely we will have local art. Most often it's from artists around the world and world renowned. So Ai Weiwei, Christina Iglesias, Auguste Rodin, you know, the big names of an art history book all here in our backyard.
And you mentioned earlier another kind of art, music.
Yeah.
Can you give us a sneak peek at all about what we can maybe hope to see this summer?
Yeah, absolutely. So earlier this week, we announced three of the main acts that will be part of our summer. We're aiming for 33 shows this year. So the acts that we announced are Andrew Bird coming back. That's a crowd favorite. He's been here a few times before, but always a wonderful show at the Meyer Gardens Amphitheater. We'll have The Temptations and The Four Tops, so some classic Motown tunes. And then Little Feat along with... Los Lobos. So we haven't had Little Feat before, kind of a great classic rock southern band, along with Los Lobos, which is some great southwestern rock. So we've had Los Lobos before. They've been really well received by our community. So bringing them back, pairing them with Little Feat, and that's just a sampler. We'll have the full lineup announcement for our main Fifth Third Bank summer concerts at Meyer Gardens coming out in early to mid-April. Tickets go on sale to members of Meyer Gardens on April 20th and then to the general public on April 27th. And then, like I mentioned, too, the other exciting thing that we do in the amphitheater in the summer is more local and regional music. Wonderful partnership with WYCE on those shows, and that's called the Ayers Basement Systems Tuesday Evening Music Club, and that is Tuesday nights in June, July, and August. So look for more information about both of those series coming in April and May.
Great, great. And if you want those early bird tickets, you've got to become a member of the gardens.
Membership has its perks, you know, not only early access to discounted concert tickets, but admission to the gardens throughout the year. So you pay one-time fee. Memberships pay for themselves in three visits. So it's a great way, you know, if you're bringing your family out, if you're bringing visitors from out of town, to have that make sense. Also discounts on classes, discounts in the gift shop, invitations to special parties and early exclusives on things like our sculpture shows. We have extended hours for members during Butterflies, during our holiday exhibition. So really, if you're visiting two or three times throughout the year anyway, it really makes sense to become a member of Meyer Gardens.
And what about for the folks who want to be involved, but maybe in different ways, maybe through donations or volunteer opportunities? What's out there for them?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're always welcoming of, you know, philanthropic donations. We have a great membership program for different tiers of donations. But really, we're powered by volunteers, as is this place, right? Mm-hmm. So we welcome volunteers, whether that's you want to give a couple hours a month or if you've got a lot more free time. We welcome volunteers, and volunteers really help keep us moving in every department. So not only on the horticulture side, not only on the sculpture side, but literally coming in to help with the business aspects of our membership team or helping out in the cafe or in the gift shop. So whatever your skill set might be, whatever your maybe your career history might be, or whatever your interests are, we have a place for you at Meyer Gardens. So MeyerGardens.org is a great place to kind of search for all that information. We have volunteer tabs, we have giving tabs, we have membership tabs. So really, that's a great spot to start. Search for whatever you're looking for at MeyerGardens.org and you'll find more information.
Perfect. Well, we are just about out of time here. We've talked about butterflies, sculptures, music, opportunities to get involved. Is there anything we missed?
No, I think that's a great kind of snapshot of everything that we have, not only immediately in our future, but coming up. Again, Meyer Gardens is a year-round experience, just as beautiful in the winter as it is in the summer. Different atmosphere in the winter, but you're open year-round, lots of opportunities. And again, check that website, MeyerGardens.org. That should be the first stop, should have everything that your listeners might need to know.
Perfect. Well, thank you, John. Thank you so much for coming on our show today and being a supporter of WYC with the concerts.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You've been listening to WYCE's Community Connection, a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. I'm your host, Allison Donahue, and that's our program for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again next week, same place, same time, on WYCE 88.1 FM.